A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lung, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. Let me catch my breath, folks. I literally ran into studio. It is Monday, 25th of August, 2014. And if this is Monday, I think we just had a weekend, didn't we, Ron McDonald?
Yes, we did. We had a weekend, and it was pretty fulfilled with events for me.
Earthquakes?
Earthquakes was one of them. End of the year party, celebrating the end of summer, and a little birthday party for my grandson.
Is there a celebration day for the end of summer?
My brother Wayne hosted it. We had to drive 3 hours away.
Well, you didn't invite me. Of course, it would have taken me 30 hours to get there.
I think this is the first time he invited me. So.
Okay. Let me not crowd the guest list then, eh? Even if I had to do round trip, it'd take me, 60 hours?
Yes, it would. And I remember the last time you drove. I think you said you'd never do that again.
Pretty much. But it was kind of an exploratory thing. I mean, I hit just east of L.A., and I drove almost the entire length of California.
Wow.
And I absolutely, everybody, you know, you get preconceived stuff. Oh, California. Well, that's California. Okay, that's politics or that stuff. But have you ever seen California? And I'll tell you what, I was blown away. Some of the scenery in California is just mind-stopping.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. And you're up in the northern end. When I thought I couldn't see anything cooler, then I got into Napa Valley and all that stuff, and I went, holy mackerel.
Yeah, it is quite beautiful.
It is that.
Yeah.
It's a state, you know, if you guys have the big one out there and California does slide into the ocean, I'll be sad, but I wouldn't be sad because the socialist communist, I don't know what y'all are breeding out there. Have you figured it out yet?
No, I haven't. But I'll tell you this, if we got rid of the people in California and just let it go natural, we'd have a paradise on Earth.
Hey, real estate wise, it is. But I'll tell you what, some of the most screwed up stuff. Now we got somebody, I think, out of California that wants to ban private citizens owning body armor.
Oh, yes, yes. Honda, is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? Oh, yeah, they should only be for police and first responders and firemen. And I'm thinking, firemen? What the hell would a fireman need with a flak jacket or a bulletproof vest? What do they need? Protection against falling, burning beams, stabbing them to death, or what?
Yeah. Well, he made too big of a presumption. He thinks just because you have one, you're going to be a criminal to use it.
Well, and I'm telling you, if riots break out in the inner city, give me body armor, man. Because I'm going to go from my abode, my home, or my apartment. I'm scrambling in the first exit vehicle I can get my hands on, and hopefully it's mine. And I'm out of town.
Yep.
But if I want a little personal protection, who the hell is this? Honda? Seriously?
Yeah, I think Michael Honda. Isn't that his name? Full name?
I'll have to pull up the story. I did see something on it. I think we have it posted on republicbroadcasting.org. But I'm like, really? You know, Henry Waxman, I think 6-7 years ago, wanted to pass a bill banning 50 caliber rifles for the citizen. And his reasoning? Well, this is Washington, and you know what? It's a straight shot down Pennsylvania Avenue. And I'm thinking to myself, getting a little paranoid, Henry? You know, I haven't heard of too many people sitting on Pennsylvania Avenue taking pot shots at your scraggly bike. Yeah. Yeah. So.
We have to question the intelligence, the IQ of these people that come up with these bills and wonder how they ever got in office.
Well, and, you know, I take every opportunity that I can. There was a guy here just checking a leak in the building. And he brought up something about, this committee wants to regulate firearms. And he says, don't you guys understand that only the state legislature can do that, and only if it's constitutional? And I looked at him and I said, you know where that problem comes from? I said, they're administrators. There's administrative procedures, and that's opened up a whole new ball game for these people. They want to regulate everybody and everything, and you know, it's codified in statute. I said, none of it's constitutional, but that doesn't stop them. I said, he asked me, he looked around, he says, where am I right now? I said, you're in the middle of Truth Central. I said, this is a radio network. He said, really? What do you all talk about? Law, constitution? And I said, we have done an outstanding job of tracing our roots, tracing us back to our roots, and everything that has gone wrong. He said, you're kidding. He said, that's a pretty big endeavor. I said, well, we've had a lot of help. We've had many people that have been doing the research, that have been ferreting this stuff out. I didn't go too deep on him, but he just looked at me and had a big old smile on his face. Wow. Because I hit the one note that he understood. He said, these are just a bunch of fools. I said, they're doing administrative law. I said, which ain't constitutional. And he says, well, he said, I told him. He said, this much I did know. You guys can't just sit down in a committee on a city or a county and just start passing your own stuff. He said, gun laws has to go through the state legislature. Don't you guys understand that? I said, they understand, but they also understand that now they have a newfound power. We can control and regulate. Regulate and control. We can cure the ills with more bureaucratic BS. Well, enough. Enough. We're drowning in it.
Yeah.
We are literally drowning in it. Tell you what, go ahead.
No, it just goes back to how many laws are passed per year in any state. It would take you a lifetime to read all the laws in 1 year.
I just saw a breakdown. I think it was Lou Rockwell that put this out. Somebody was researching, and they found some very interesting stuff. Because of so many laws and rules and regulations, federal regulations, we're not even talking state, we're talking federal regulation, the average man in this country breaks an average of 3 laws, federal laws, a day. He's committing 3 felonies a day and he's not even aware of it. Now, what mastermind, it was a judge, God knows when, that said, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, when common sense was applied, that would work in a common law standing. okay? But what you guys have cooked up is beyond belief. You don't know what laws you're breaking.
No, and that's the truth. In common law, you knew right from wrong. You knew if you stole, it was wrong. It was a violation of law. But in the commercial aspect, this administrative law, it's an abstract law, and it can be anything. Like, for example, doctors, they may not have caused an injury, but they can be tagged and lose their license for some silly thing, not keeping proper records. I mean, everything is kind of insane today in that respect.
We got to take this 3-minute break. Ron McDonald is my guest, and I love starting Monday out with him because he's my only sane safe spot in the week's happenings. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ron, as I started to say, I will talk to anybody, any place. It doesn't matter if it's the maintenance guy, gal at the checkout at the grocery store, which actually happened today. A woman by the name of Lola. Her and I struck up a conversation over the checkout thing. And, folks, it was a bright spot in my day. Because if you think you have problems, this woman had a buttload of them. She had just gotten back to work at HEB, that's a supermarket chain down here in Texas. and she had just recently had a heart operation. The good news is surgically she was fixed. The bad news is she didn't have any heart surgeons that would work on her. Now, does that sound like a diagnosis and then I'm washing my hands, I won't do the surgery. It might kill her. Knowing full well if they didn't do the surgery, she would die. And she said that was just the latest. She said, I had a heart attack, and my daughter actually went into the hospital. I will not name the hospital here in Austin, Texas, that are capable of doing open-heart surgery. I won't give the hospital's name, but her daughter actually works for that hospital, had to plead with one of the surgeons to save her mother's life.
Jeez.
And we talked a little bit further. And she said, this is the second instance I've had with my heart. She said, I think that's going to be okay. She said, a couple of years ago I had pelvic cancer, and I survived that. And she said, while I was going through all this stuff, she said, I have three kids. My two daughters cleaned me out. She had mentioned grandkids. She wanted to stick around. I said, what, for the grandkids of your daughters that stole from you? And she said, no, my son. So, folks, if you can't buy a new pair of shoes, think of the man that has no feet. Man, it just grabbed my heartstrings.
Oh, well, that's incredible. And I'm sure she's not unique. I remember a couple of years ago, tent cities, because people were losing their jobs left and right. And, of course, what did this county do? They get rid of them. They get rid of these people, and they've had hardships, you know, similar to this woman, and, you know, no medical, nothing. So, well, we are a callous society when it comes to people.
But we weren't always like that, Ron. We didn't have a welfare state. We had community organizations and churches. If something, God forbid, something happened to your family, members of your family, the church was there, or groups would come in and get you back on your... made sure that you had clothes on your back, you had a roof over your head, that you had food to eat.
Yeah. Well, we were raised to give 10% of our earnings to the poor. I mean, that's how we were raised. That's how the country was developed. It isn't there anymore.
Well, and these people... how many... millions of people right now are watching their lives dissolve, watching their marriages and their families fall apart.
Yeah.
I mean, this is stuff that is fixable. The pain that people are feeling, they need relief. They don't need relief in the sense that relief from the government, 50 million people on food stamps or some sort of governmental assistance, we don't need that. We just need an even break. Give us some money that's real. Give us something that is the same today as it's going to be tomorrow. The United States, the people of this country, we're an industrious, we're a hardworking people. A lot of us have been serviced so well by the government that they forgot what work was.
Yeah.
The part of that welfare state. Whereas before, when people needed help, we helped them in our own communities. We helped them in our own counties. We helped them in our own states. But now we've got this cancer that from on high, and you don't like it? We'll enforce it at the point of a gun if you don't like it. Wait a minute here. Wait just a minute.
Well, you know, we've sat idly by as we watched our manufacturers leave this country. And businesses close down, the economy falter, and the people themselves haven't risen up against their government, who are supposed to control the economy in this country, and have done a pretty bad job.
Are they supposed to control it, or is it a true free market? Does it succeed when we have an honest money and an exchange unit that is solid? And the government gets the hell out of our way because we know what to make. We know what to produce.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. the control of the economy was taken away from the people in 33. And then the president had all this power handed to him. And one man controlling the economy? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
People know what's best for them, for themselves. Not a single person that is total stranger to you and has an ulterior motive.
Let's take this call before the bottom of the hour break. Steve in Philadelphia. Hello, Steve.
Yes, hello. I was just wondering, is it possible to get in touch with Ron and consult with him off the air?
Yeah. Got a email.
Okay.
newpeopleorder@gmail.com.
Okay.
Make sure that you note that you called in on RBN and asked to get in touch with me, so I'll know
He gets a lot of emails, so he needs to look for something to look out for.
Okay, what do I put in the subject line?
Called you on John Statmiller's show, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you have something? Okay, thank you. Did you have something other than that, the personal communication that you had, Steve?
Not really.
Okay. All right. Okay, there you go.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. You're welcome. We're here to help. Wanted to play something. I'll play it in the next segment. We have a problem in this country, and the problem is that too many people are trying to fix problems that either the government A started, you know, the old Hegelian dialectic.
Mm-hmm.
We create the problem, we demonstrate how bad the problem is, and don't worry, we're here to fix the problem, when you shouldn't have been involved to make it a problem in the first place. You know, going back to Orwell, George Orwell, you know, we've always been at war with Eurasia. And the management of a society, much like the British are being managed today. Tax on TV? I mean, come on, man. When I heard that, I thought, you know what? England, you stoic, gentle, used to be conservative people, you have become a nation of sheep.
Yeah.
You have, but what is going on here in this country? We're not too far behind jolly old. So this is not a total indictment of just people living in England. It's an indictment of people that have forgotten who they are and why they are the way they are.
You know, people don't have principles anymore. They're not willing to die for their principles. Therefore, they don't have any. And shame on the society that the people are like that. Because they'll be taken advantage of. They'll be controlled, just as we are today.
Well, and we've got people like Hillary Clinton always espousing values. Here's our values. It used to be that you didn't touch the values because you were scared to death to transgress that threshold because we knew what standard and value was. Now we're being told by one such as Hillary Clinton about what our values should be? Really? I'd much rather swap spit with the devil in the pale moonlight, for God's sakes. All right, we'll take the break. 800-313-9443. A lot of stuff coming up, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. herbalhealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF. P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
And I am looking for that story here. Let me see if I can bring this puppy up. Here we go. It's what we talked about a little bit earlier. Sorry about that, Mr. Producer. I have a loose connection here on this mic. H.R. 5344, it's called the Responsible Body Armor Possession Act. This is a new law that's been introduced in the U.S. House of Reps, would prohibit the sale, transfer, or possession of military-level body armor by civilians. In other words, private citizens all over the entire country would be permanently banned from owning body armor if this bill gets passed and signed into law. The driving force behind this new law is, and you're right, Democrat Mike Honda from California. To Honda, you see, it doesn't matter that a large number of very responsible Americans have purchased body armor to protect themselves and their families in a society that's rapidly decaying. Instead, it makes perfect sense to Honda to ban body armor because access to military-grade body armor emboldens criminals and mass shooters to act. And Honda wants to make possession of body armor a criminal offense with a penalty of up to 10 years in prison. This is absolutely nuts. And yet another example of the police state mentality that's so prevalent among our politicians these days. I mean, it's insane.
You know, if our representatives would actually change their focus on restraining the American people to liberating the American people from the nonsense laws that have been passed, we certainly would be in a better position today.
Well, you know, this story we got from the Economic Collapse, and of course, and thank God somebody is finally writing stories and not equating everything to Nazi Germany. You know, I can remember another guy. What was the little short-armed fella? Joe Stalin. Yeah, Uncle Joe. No. Yeah. That gave us world communism and took over half of Europe and became the boogeyman for the military-industrial complex to arm itself against. But even Uncle Joe knew how things were run. Now, I'm just flabbergasted, you know, and what we need to be is really vigilant. And I know, folks, it's a lot. Everything is being thrown at us, including the kitchen sink. Whoops, duck, here it comes. And we are being vigilant, and we are staying abreast with the subtle nuances of I know better and sit down and shut up. History has shown what happens when entire populations are disarmed. You know, Joe Stalin, by the late 20s, Stalin became unchallenged leader of the Soviet Union because he eliminated his opposition. He topped it off in 29 by serving a decisive blow to anyone who would dare oppose him by outlawing private gun ownership in the country. From that year on until 1953, the year I was born, when Stalin died, it's estimated that more than 20 million Soviet citizens that were seen as a threat to the country's leadership were eliminated. They were killed. Do we see political opposition in this country being eliminated as well, Ron McDonald?
No, but you know, as you were talking, you don't
see that?
Oh yeah. As you were talking, I was thinking, what is the root problem here in America with the American people? And that is that they're afraid to speak out. Even in school, they sit there with their mouths closed, and only one or two people will raise their hand so they can speak out. We're taught to be afraid, and that does not make a great society.
Mike in Texas. Hello, Mike.
Well, mine's fairly short. I have been highly, or should we say, not happy with reading the body armor thing, saying that's the same as my neighbor being able to own a weapon. So it is also very absolutely stupid, because I can take an acetylene torch and I can either construct plates, I can take tile, which will absorb the so-called kinetic impact of a projectile and diffuse it. I can make all of that myself. Bottom line, I would have to meet that gentleman and tell him, come and take it away from me, sir, personally. I'm really not happy with all of that. It's rather stupid.
Well, and Mike, he won't do that any more than anybody that, you know, in any one of these unconstitutional agencies, they send out their minions. The minions are expected to be paid every week. And they will go out there and stupidly enforce whatever they're told to do. And if the people won't do it, they just replace the people that won't do it. And then you got mindless little low IQ thugs that will do any damn thing they're told to do. And if they don't do it, we'll just bring in mercenaries. They'll do it. Because they really know of a value of a paycheck every week.
Well, the bottom line, when it comes down to it, having been on the phone many times and exposed myself, so to speak, verbally, I won't last very long. But I don't... will not sit still, and I will be happy to go hunting.
I hear you. Mike, thanks for your call. Here's this thing on the war on terror. And you may recognize the 19... I think it was... what year was the Orwell film done?
Oh, jeez.
It was called 1984.
1984, yeah.
It might have come out in 84. But here is an excerpt out of this.
Yeah. I actually think it came out before 1984.
Okay.
That was the future we were looking towards.
Well, here it is.
The notion of a U.S. war on terrorism
is
simply a fraud.
The
there is no war on terrorism. The Anglo-Americans are backing terrorists exactly when and where it suits them, from Chechnya to Cuba to other points around the world. This is a typical British strategy. You've got to know the name of Brigadier General Sir Frank Kitson. He was the British operations officer in Kenya at the time of the Mau Mau. And what Kitson saw, which has been known to commanders for centuries, millennia, if you've got an underground nationalist organization and you want to discredit them, you create your own parallel underground nationalist organization. You send them out. It's got to have the same name. It's got to have a false flag. You send them out, have it commit tremendous atrocities. Those will be blamed on the original relatively benign group, and they'll be discredited, they'll be demonized, and you gain political advantage. He wrote a book about it called Low Intensity Operations. And the technique is called the technique of the counter gang or the pseudo gang. Just as Al-Qaeda, in the broader sense, is a pseudo gang or counter gang created by U.S. and British and Israeli intelligence. It's a counter gang against normal Arab nationalists or anybody with any positive agenda for reform or independence or development anywhere in the Arab world. They can always be labeled Al-Qaeda. The reductio ad absurdum of this is President Chavez of Venezuela, after giving Bush a hard time at various conferences and doing things to undermine the dollar, the neocons are now accusing President Chavez of being a member of Al-Qaeda. So you can see how easy it is to demonize somebody once you've got a good counter gang going.
Well, and let me stop that right here, because that's exactly, think about this, folks. This is exactly World War One. That became a war between countries through their ambassadors. Who was it, Ferdinand, that got offed? Then all of a sudden we find ourselves in a world war. Well, that wasn't good enough because we didn't have the League of Nations that actually took place. What we needed was a body, a political body and a structure on which we can take control and manage things globally. So that didn't work, so we had to have World War One Part Two. And just for an extra kick here, the guy that just absolutely loved communism, Uncle Joe, and by the way, it wasn't 20 million people, it was upwards, all the deaths from the gulags and everything else, it was upwards, and they haven't found all the bodies yet, but somewhere between 50 and 60 million people, jeez. 10 times the amount that Adolf Hitler was conveniently hung with, you killed 6 million Jews, oh, I'm so overclapped. They turned that into a damn industry. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, holy mackerel. I mean, how did we get into Vietnam, folks? How did we get into Vietnam? That was a UN-managed war. I'm sorry, a police action. Just as Korea was. And not too many people talk about this. But the NATO forces that have been in the Middle East, well, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, but, you know, it's the coalition forces. And we went after Saddam Hussein. Why? Well, we set up a false flag. He's killing all his people. Look at the human rights violations. Now they're talking about reigniting the war in the Middle East. We can't stop.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Whoa, this has got to be the best kept secret of the last 150 years. Police, intelligence agencies create the vast majority of terror, everything from bombings to beheadings to garden variety trouble at peaceful demonstrations. And if you guys don't know that, you're tuned into the wrong place, man. You need to roll up a doob, go get high, sit back, and think about what you're going to have for dinner. Now, it has to do with the big lie theory, which has been a favorite of totalitarianists for how many years? What has happened in, and they've caught them dead to rights, by the way, in our little thing up in the heartland. They have been bringing in people to riot and loot. Now, why would they do such a thing? Why? Here's the balance of this. The war on terror is a fraud. And think about how we got into Vietnam. Well, there was a little incident. You know, an American ship was fired on. Well, how did we get into World War II? Well, we did an act of war against Japan before they went after Pearl Harbor. What did we do? We embargoed their oil. And, oh, December 7th of 1941, it was a day that would shall live in infamy. Roosevelt knew about this 2 weeks. 2 weeks! That's why they pulled all the good ships out and let the other ones get bombarded down there. And American sailors and civilian personnel died on that day. Why? We needed a good excuse to get into World War II, or should I say, World War I, Part II. Here's the balance of this.
There's an oligarchical consensus in the United States, inspired by the neocons, inspired by Samuel Huntington and the rest of them, which is that without an enemy image, you cannot have an oligarchical society. Ultimately, that's the why, because if you look at this, you say, terrorism, endless war, why, who benefits? Those who benefit are the beneficiaries of the current system, financiers primarily. They feel that without the diversion of a war, they cannot maintain social relations, property relations in the current form, and this they are determined to do. So they have manufactured, in a complete hysteria, a largely fictitious external enemy. You remember 1984 by George Orwell. Julia at one point says, I don't even think there is a war. It's just a fake to keep people under control. Orwell, I think, had a very good understanding of some of these psychological mechanisms.
Orwell was one of them.
Julia, do you think the resistance is real?
No. None of it's real.
Stalin said, lead the resistance.
There are thought criminals who maintain that the resistance is not real. Believe me, Winston, it is very real. Perhaps you are not familiar with how it operates.
I'm attentive to the news.
Indeed. And perhaps you imagine a huge network of conspirators prepared to commit any atrocity to demoralize and weaken the order of our society. The reality is infinitely more subtle. If Goldstein himself fell into the hands of the thought police, he could not give them a list of his agents. Such a list does not exist. They are not an organization in the sense we know. Nothing holds it together but an idea.
In accordance with the principles of doublethink, it does not matter if the war is not real, or when it is, victory is not possible. The war is not meant to be won. It is meant to be continuous. The essential act of modern warfare is the destruction of the produce of human labor. A hierarchical society is only possible on the basis of poverty and ignorance. The war is waged by the ruling group against its own subjects, and its object is not victory over Eurasia or East Asia, but to keep the very structure of society intact.
Ingsoc, brother, English socialism. You know, keep the people stupid. Do not let them know the facts. And we will, and we have seen it time and time and time again. Not only have we discovered that the news media is completely managed and controlled, but it is the direct line for propaganda. Have you been listening to the news? And it doesn't matter if it's MSNBC or Fox News. Oh my God, it's ISIS, and oh, you know, oh, terror. As a matter of fact, one of their plants was in Ferguson, Missouri, with a sign talking about ISIS. ISIS is here. ISIS is here. Oh, now we're going to get attacked. The new boogeyman is here and operating in America. Should we be, now the narrative picks up, should we be doing strikes over there? Well, I think we should put boots on the ground and go eliminate this threat. It's continual. No solution, just continual war. That's what they want. All wars are banker wars. Look at the people that stand to gain. And it doesn't matter how many millions we kill in the Middle East, does it? Oh, those are just those dirty little ragheads. Those are those sand niggers over there. They're just a bunch of backward Muslims living in little grovel huts. And then they're terrorists. We should just kill them all. Human beings that have families, that have loved ones, that are human beings. And we've got people sitting in this country. Oh, yes, we should go over there, start bombing again, start eliminating, start killing more. We should put troops on the ground. We need to eliminate this threat. It's the one that they created. Meanwhile, our country is burning down around our ankles. Another diversion, another wag the dog. Listen to them. Listen to what they're saying. And forget the fact that we lied our way in for commerce in the Middle East and also for Israel's wish list. These are the countries we want to see flipped. Seven of them. And we're damn near there. There was a couple of intercessions here on the behalf of Iran. Otherwise, we'd be in Iran right now. Trust me, folks. Over and over and over again. So you go in on false pretense. You just cook everything up. Get it rolling boil. And my God, look at this. We've got to do something. Do you realize, Ron, if the founding fathers... If one of those guys was in the White House right now, do you think we'd be in the Middle East?
Oh, obviously not. And, you know, it brings back, you had talked on how many wars the United States has been in since the dawn or the enactment of the Constitution. It was over 200 wars. Incredible.
They warned against foreign entanglements. And what you can't do by detente, what you can't do... then you don't do. If this nation is at risk and at threat, now let's narrowly define that. I'm not talking about an economic threat or somebody doing a business deal that might cost us a little bit more to do that. Well, we're not going to put up with that. That's a national security. You know, we need this, Junior. Uh-huh. I see. No, was there a direct threat to this country by Saddam Hussein? No. Was there a direct threat to this country by Ahmadinejad? No. And the word twisters, and we've proven it, just what we've been saying, I've been saying for 21 years, Zionism has to go. All you people are anti-Semitic. You're anti-Jew. Check your temperature over in Israel. Half the country wants to hang the Likud party. These are the people that were the true definition of terrorists that started that damn country, and you're witnessing the genocide of Arabs over there. Oh, that's right. The Palestinians. Oh, it wasn't their country to begin with. You know what? Go screw yourself. You won't admit. You cannot. Either you're too proud, or you got a stake in the game because you're getting a paycheck out of it. We should have not been there in the first place. Now we're getting ready to go back in. Why? Oh, well, ISIS presents a threat now. I just saw somebody holding a placard in Ferguson, Missouri. Yeah, they're here now. We're under a new threat. When are the people of this country going to stand up, tell this government to stand down, and mean it? No more wars. No more neocons, no more multi-billionaires out there making money off of human misery and death. The only terrorists I see are in Washington, D.C. and in the Pentagon. With